Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You're listening to the Drex Radio Show. Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Sun going down in the city as we broadcast live to the entire North American continent. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810. And my next guest is Mark Siebert, and he is CEO of iFranchise Group and the author of the new book, Franchise Your Business, The Guide to Employing the Greatest Growth Strategy Ever. And we need that. That's for sure, Mark. Thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Drex.
You bet. So let's talk about this. I mean, here we are at like the center of the universe for all things growth and growth business. How can you give people an edge?
Well, I think that franchising really allows people to compete with the big boys that are out there by using other people's money. The way franchising works is that the franchisee makes all the investment in the business of the franchisor. They pay for the privilege to do that. They pay ongoing royalties for that. They're highly motivated because they've got their life savings tied up in it, and they allow people to grow really quickly.
Now, okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, well, I was going to add, I think what I like about this is because I think all of us at one time or another have looked up a franchise and thought to myself, well, wouldn't it be nice to have a Subway or a McDonald's or something like that? But then you look into it and it's just wildly expensive and a lot of hoops to jump through. So when you say you're involved with franchises, what kind of franchises are you involved in?
Well, we've been involved with some of the biggest franchise companies in the world. We've been involved with, of course, McDonald's and with Subway and with Popeyes and some of the bigger names in the food service industry. Some of our more recent companies like Massage Envy, which
that's a good one. Yeah.
Franchising, and they've got, I think, 1,200 locations now. They came to us, they had one location. Today they've got 1,200, 1,300 locations.
Didn't they start on Shark Tank? I thought they did. I don't know.
No, I've had several companies that have started from Shark Tank or done work on Shark Tank.
Right. Yeah, but, you know, the great thing about Shark Tank is, even if they do not invest in you, you get so much exposure that a lot of those people that make that show turn out, you know, they're smelling roses all the way out the door.
Well, that's for sure, including some of my franchise companies who've gone on there and got a whole boatload of leads for their franchise sales just based on the exposure they got.
So how does this work? So you're involved, you've consulted with FedEx, Denny's, T-Mobile, Bridgestone, and a lot of these companies' biggest brands as they've expanded. So now that, so if I were to invest in iFranchise, how would that work? Would I, how much money would I need to put into it? And what is my rate of return? And what kind of security do I have?
Well, if you were to work with us, the way that we would typically work, you would probably be a small business that already has, one or more successful locations, and you would want to expand using other people's money. And what I would do is I'd put together a program for you so that you could successfully franchise your business with the strategies and the manuals and the marketing materials, et cetera. The rate of return that you can get from franchising, is staggering, frankly, because again, you're going with other people's money and you're not diluting yourself by giving up equity to some third party. Rates of return are almost irrelevant to talk about in some of these instances.
Okay, so you're doing across the board many, many franchises, but let's just say I have a Subway and you want to help me proliferate more Subways. Don't I still owe Subway a percentage of the business because it's their trademark? It belongs to them. I mean, you know, they get their money too.
Well, yeah, absolutely. The way that Subway works is that, you know, when you buy a Subway franchise, you're going to pay them a royalty off the top.
The royalty, that's it.
Yeah, and I believe it's about 8% that you pay to Subway right off the top. But what we really do is we help companies that are new to franchising get into franchising for the first time, or with established companies, we help them just to do a better job of finding franchisees or working with franchisees.
That's a great idea, and I know that a lot of people wish that they would have someone to hold their hand through this process. But then the other thing is, why don't you speak to this, Mark Siebert? What happens if they want too much too soon? How can you pull back the reins on these people?
Well, a lot of companies that come to us really are looking for super aggressive expansion, and frankly, if you don't have the capital to do it, you really are well advised to slow down a little bit, and we will tell our clients just that. You know, try and grow a little bit more slowly when you first get started. Franchising is a low cost means of expansion, but it's not a no cost means. You have to market to find your franchisees. There's some legal compliance you have to do. You have to develop manuals. So if you don't have the money to put it together right, you need to make sure that either you put that money together or that you grow more slowly so that you're not getting overextended.
For sure. And I'm just thinking about the regulation here in San Francisco. It's mind-boggling to get the license, to get the rent, to get the lease. I mean, as you can imagine, I'm sure you know, it's out of this world. So would you help me fund the first one, or is this only for people who are already in the franchise business?
No, if you were not in the franchise business and you had Drex's Burgers,
right,
and what you wanted to do was you wanted to expand that nationwide and become the next McDonald's, you would come to me and I could absolutely help you to find your franchisees. I could help you to sell your franchises. I could help you with developing a strategy for getting out to the marketplace, developing your quality control. That's what we do.
Wow, that's very cool. Okay, so what things must I have in place and what tools do I need?
Well, franchising is legally regulated, so you're going to need to have, in addition to the contract between you and your franchisee, you're going to need to develop what's called a disclosure document, which is a lot like a securities offering, but it's a lot less expensive and a lot less cumbersome than an actual securities offering. And you're going to need to develop an operations manual that's going to dictate what your standards are to the franchisee, just your brand standards, so that they understand what they have to do in order to live up to your name and reputation. You're going to have to figure out the business terms, like what should your fees be and your royalties, and are you going to grant a territory, and what kind of support are you going to provide? And you need to go out and find those franchisees and sell them. So you need marketing materials and marketing strategies and a good sales strategy.
Sure. And I'm sure many people listening have done this who have been interested in the franchise business. I've gone on the internet many times and look at the top leading franchises and the ones with the best returns. And I'm sure you know what they are. But I think a lot of people are like me. They're afraid. Last night I read this. There was the survey that was put out yesterday. Carnegie Mellon. One third of us make they were talking about regrets in life. And one of the biggest regrets was not moving forward with the business idea that they had. And I just think when we're talking about franchising, it's just I think it falls into perfectly what you're talking about. Would like to do it, but afraid of failing.
I think you're absolutely right. And it's not right for everybody. You have to have the intestinal fortitude to do something like this. You know, if you're going to franchise your business, there's certainly risk involved in doing that. But the returns, you know, for those who succeed are really very strong. And the downside risk by comparison to what those returns are, you know, while it's not, I wouldn't call it minimal, it's certainly a lot less than the upside is.
Yeah, I have a feeling, again, you can speak to this, Mark. I don't think sometimes people realize how much work is involved. I mean, it's all day, all night, all the time, is it not?
Well, especially when you first get started.
Right.
when you first get started, you don't have the big corporate sales department, and you don't have the operations department and the full team that you would normally have. But well, frankly, that's why companies hire companies like ours,
right?
Because they can leverage off our expertise. I mean, we got 27 consultants that they can leverage off of in various different functional areas, where we can come and do the work for them so that they don't have to do everything themselves.
That's good news because, I could see myself wanting to use a company like yours because, basically I looked at some of these things and you can go through the basic forms and they get back to you and they want to look at your income and what you've got in the bank, this, that, and the other, but how to put it all together. Let's take a break and we'll be back. By the way, his website is ifranchisegroup.com, ifranchisegroup.com. So if you are a franchisee and you're thinking about getting bigger, you want to swell and make more money, or are you like me? Have you thought about it a million times, but think to yourself, just don't have the guts to do it. I don't have the guts to do it. 415 is the area code outside of San Francisco, then 808-0810. 808-0810. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810 with a look at traffic. Here's Lee Graham.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
We're talking about franchising. How much fun is this? It is fun because you can make a lot of money, and my guest is here to talk about it, and we are having that discussion and chat. Mark Siebert, and he is the CEO of iFranchise Group. And his website is ifranchisegroup.com. Looking at the website, it's fantastic. And so you talk about why iFranchise Group, franchising your business, franchise services, franchise information, and you've got lots of consultants. It's all there. So take a look at it, and we will link it to kgoradio.com. So let me ask you this, if I could, Mark. What are entrepreneurs making, their biggest mistakes that they make when they start out as a franchisee?
Well, I think that the first thing that anybody should do, and oftentimes they don't do, is really look at the financial implications of becoming a franchisor. So if you're thinking of becoming a franchisor, you need to start by asking yourself, is your business actually franchisable? And as you mentioned, our website has a test on it where you can take a look and figure out, is the business ready for prime time?
All right, yes.
Because if you're not ready yet, you really should wait until you are.
And I would say on average, let me guess, you need about $250,000, do you not?
It depends on what it is you're trying to accomplish with your franchise program. If you're looking to sell a franchise to, somebody who just walks across the transom or your brother-in-law, you can do it for a lot less money. You can do it for $50,000 or even less. You want to sell 10, 15 franchises a year, maybe on the low end of that, 5 to 10 franchises a year. Maybe you're looking at $100,000. But you want to do it really aggressively? Yeah, you could absolutely be looking at $250,000.
Well, when you think about the restaurants, and I'm looking at some of the restaurants on here, and then I go to look at top franchise restaurants, you hear this incredible failure rate with restaurants. For instance, I mean, who would have thought that Chipotle, and I think they will rebound from the E. coli and all of that disaster from the past year, but they definitely took a big hit. And if they were not owned by a huge corporation, that might have put them out of business.
Yeah, it sure could have. One of the great things about franchising from the franchisor standpoint is, if I were the franchisor, the downturn in the franchisee's business would hurt me less. Obviously, I want my franchisees to succeed. That's my goal as a franchisor. But if you look at what happened to Bennigan's during the last recession.
Oh, right, yes.
Bennigan's had a lot of corporate-owned facilities, and the fact that they had so many corporate-owned facilities, when they saw that downturn, it really crashed the company. And if it had had a larger proportion of franchisees than it did, chances are it would have been, it would have weathered that storm much better.
And whatever happened to them? Did they float that boat again, or are they just still corporately owned?
The boat is floating.
The boat is floating. Okay. All right. Good for them. So we talked about some of the biggest mistakes. At what point do I just sit back and collect the check? That's got to be years down the line.
Well, you're never going to sit back and collect a check. Franchising is not about just clipping coupons.
Yeah.
It's about providing service and support to your franchisees, making sure that your franchisees are successful, you got to, you know, be introducing new products and introducing new services. So you talked about McDonald's earlier. You know, when McDonald's started out in franchising, they had 11 items on their menu: hamburgers, cheeseburgers, fries, shakes. You know, that was pretty much it. They didn't have much of what they had today, which has all been innovated over the last 50 years. Their advertising was different. So your role as a franchisor is to support the brand and to continue to grow the brand and introduce new products and new advertising and support your franchisees.
All right. I'm speaking with Mark Siebert. He is the CEO of iFranchise Group, and his website is iFranchiseGroup.com. So if you're interested in the franchise business, that's the place to go. Let me ask you something, since we're the center of the tech universe. AI around the corner, $15 an hour is a lot to pay, minimum wage in Boise. What do you think about automation coming, you know, into the businesses, into the business models?
Well, you know, I think that it's bound to happen eventually, and I think that some of the minimum wage initiatives will probably get it to come a little bit sooner than later, because it's essentially a financial proposition for these operators. You know, if their labor cost goes up and the technology cost goes down, to the extent that they can, they're going to implement the lower cost alternative. But I think that's it's something that, you know, is one of those changes that's going to continue to happen in any business, whether it's a franchise or not.
Right. I mean, it's going to happen in offices. It's going to happen everywhere. The reason I brought that up, because I read a story about Wendy's and they were talking about, well, we're already doing it in the back kitchen. So don't think that we can't do it in the front kitchen. If you're going to mess up our business model and make us pay $15 an hour, you know, in Poughkeepsie or something like that.
I think you're going to see a number of franchisors that have that same philosophy. It's, you know, how do we maximize our value to the franchisee, and so the franchisee can maximize their return on investment.
Right. I mean, you know, that's a living wage here. You need that here, and I think most people listening would agree that if you're going to live in the Bay, my God. The reason I picked Subway to talk about is because it's the only restaurant that's here in the entire financial district, and I bet their rent's 20, 30 grand a month. They just choose to be there. I think they probably own the building that they're in. And then maybe they like sandwiches or something. I don't know. But it's the only one here. And I find that very strange.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, there's a variety of factors that make it difficult for a lot of restaurant operators and franchisees to be successful in various different locations. I'm not familiar with that particular area. But, you know, sometimes the rents just won't allow people to be in a location that they'd otherwise love to be.
We've been talking about restaurants, so let's talk about other things. So does your franchise group, iFranchise Group, do you help people with other franchise ideas?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Restaurants are only about 40% of what we do. I mentioned Massage Envy as being one of our clients. I noticed one of your advertisers is a franchisor, so CertaPro.
Indeed.
Is a franchisor. You notice they mentioned independently owned and operated. That's sort of code for we're franchising. But there are, you know, all sorts of businesses, crazy businesses. So if you're familiar with Sky Zone is one of our clients. They do indoor trampoline parks, and they've sold literally like 300 different franchises, across the country for these indoor trampoline parks, and they're doing great. You've got companies in senior care that are out there selling franchises in the senior care. Healthcare is a big thing these days.
I love that you just, you know what? You guess which one I was looking at. It's called Right at Home.
Yeah.
I just think it's going to take off like a rocket.
It's a good company from what I understand.
Yes, it is. And you nailed it. I mean, healthcare is it's going to become, and I think that it already is, ginormous. It's gigantic.
Yeah, well, franchising is in like 90 different industries right now, and people don't realize how widespread it is. Janitorial services, carpet cleaning, medical franchises, dental franchises, optical franchises, all sorts of different things that are out there are being franchised. Franchising is just basically a means of growing using somebody else's money.
Absolutely, and this is where you guys can come in. So you will take a look at their business model, am I right, and where you can help them financially. You will. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. We can help people understand the implications of franchising and whether or not it's right for them. And if it is, we can put them on the right path.
And the other thing I think is sometimes difficult because there are areas that are, for instance, if I have a business, if I want to have my business one place, I can't because I'm infringing on somebody else's territory. Well, you can help them figure those things out.
Also. That's right. That's a big part of it is figuring out the strategy for their growth.
Right, right, where you need to go. All right, Mark, this has been a great conversation. Mark Siebert, once again, he is the author of, it's a Franchise Your Business, The Guide to Employing the Greatest Growth Strategy Ever. And again, just go to the website. It's there if you're interested in the franchise industry, iFranchiseGroup.com. Mark, thank you very much. We loved it.
Thank you, Drex. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Have a great rest of the week. And we're going to take a break and we'll be back with, we'll begin the late show wrap up on the way on the Drex Radio Show. But first, with a look at traffic, here's Lee Grant.
Now back to the Drex Radio Show. On KGO 810.
It's the summer TV season. Tonight, don't miss a repeat from the season's best crime drama, followed by the episode from your favorite sitcom that you've already seen twice. Then, a very special news magazine from a show that aired sometime last year. And a very special episode of The Kardashians, back when Caitlyn still had a d-. It's happening all summer long on TV.
Oh, I had my microphone off. That's so funny because, hold on a second, people. Don't go anywhere. You're not going anywhere. Keep your hands on the wheel. We're celebrating something. It's the one-year anniversary then thereof.
1 year since Vanity Fair came out. I can't believe it. It's been 1 year. What a year. Nothing like living your life authentically. It's been so much fun.
Oh, what part was authentic? Caitlin, Bruce, when Kris Jenner was involved. I love this part because there's a follow-up. Don't worry, I'll make more. Caitlyn Jenner says Kris wouldn't let her dress up in their house.
The rules kind of with Kris and I that, don't dress up certainly around the house.
Is he in his man voice right now?
Really feel the need to do that. When you're on the road, take stuff and do that. So I did that for years. I'd go on the road for speaking engagements, take a bunch of stuff, dress up the hotel, walk around, do whatever I wanted to do just to feel a little bit better about myself, And I kind of dealt with it that way. Kris and I had dressed up a few times at the beginning, but then she didn't want any more part of that. And, I respected that and kind of kept it away, but it was always there. But a lot of times, too, when you have somebody in your life that's diminishing that, you can deal with it, but it gets tougher and tougher and tougher with time.
Can we A-B this?
1 year since Vanity Fair came out.
The rules kind of with Kris and I that, don't dress up, certainly.
That was a Bruce voice. Okay.
So was that Bruce voice from a year ago? That might be.
That's Caitlyn Jenner talk recently to in an interview about how Kris made rules for when she could dress up as a woman while they were still married. Okay, now you don't have to keep up with the Kardashians. That's my job. All right, so let me explain this to you. So the way I understand this is that she didn't know anything about it. That's the way it's been playing out
Kris?
In television. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That there were some incidents where there were some panties and dresses here and there and, things got lost and where did it go? And I don't know. But she didn't know and she was heartbroken and that was all part of the Kardashian
spin. Mm-hmm. That authentic show, the reality show.
Right. Yes. It's my own fault, isn't it? Because I believed it.
Did you really?
Well, I kind of believed that part.
You wanted to believe it?
Yes, because she was so disappointed. Remember with the whole Caitlyn Jenner thing when the Vanity Fair piece came out, she was offended because she didn't get to know first. Now, what she just said, contradicts all of that, allegedly. I don't know what to say.
So suck it up, cupcake!
Oh, thank you, Sarah. We know what you think. Wow. Okay, so did that make sense? I mean,
around the house, if you really feel the need to do that, when you're on the road, take stuff and do that. So I did that for years.
Okay, so he would take stuff on the road.
And that was their agreement. But apparently so it wasn't a surprise.
I don't think that it was a surprise.
A marital
don't
agreement.
Tell me it's a shock. I don't get how it was a shock. And now the latest is she wants to get her name back Kardashian.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
card-carrying Kashian. Kardashian.
Well, Rob Kardashian is the only one that's going to carry on the legacy because he's having the baby with Blac Chyna. Are you keeping up with all this? You need a scorecard, I must tell you. So he will be, yes, the Kardashian as in,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is he featured on any of the shows? I don't know him.
Yeah. He's getting his own reality show now.
Oh, it's a
with
spinoff.
Blac Chyna and the baby-to-be.
Do we know what it's going to be called?
I don't know.
Broken China?
No, you know what he should call it? He should say Keeping Up with the Kardashians because he is one.
But that's not
well,
a
so
spin-off.
Are the daughters. But the Jenners aren't. She's Jenner.
There's still time.
No. So she's Jenner, but what is her maiden name? Oh that's
I looked
great...
that up once.
Yes,
and
we did.
It's really plain Jane.
Right. That's what she should be stuck with. If you're not going to take Jenner, you can't have Kardashian. And on TV, I saw the girls talking about this, and they were saying, "Now, why would you do that to Caitlyn and why would you do that to Kendall and Kylie? Because that's disrespectful to their father, Caitlyn. Because that's their name, and you were their mother."
Well, her real maiden name is Houghton.
Houghton?
Kristen Mary Houghton. Houghton.
Houghton.
Houghton. Houghton.
Houghton?
H-O-U-G-H.
No, that doesn't sound like Kardashian
no,
to me.
It's not very hotty, Houghton.
Houghton.
Yeah.
Chris Houghton.
So suck it up, cupcake!
That's not going to pay the rent.
No wonder. She'd, well.
Keeping up with the Houghtons?
Keeping up with the Houghtons.
Not so Houghton.
They're not so Houghton. Okay. One of the parody that I played out that the producers put together, talking about the summer reruns are on. It's beginning. America's Got Talent just began. It had horrific ratings. And I can tell you why. There's no Howard Stern. It's not the same, which I find is very interesting. So it's all foreigners judging America's Talent.
Why would you do that?
Well, they can do whatever they want.
I know,
I mean,
but
it's
why
Simon Cowell's show.
Do that?
Right.
I mean, I can see a cranky Brit, Simon Cowell. I get that. But when you say they're all foreigners, who are we talking about? I haven't seen it.
Every single one of them. Howie's Canadian.
Oh, okay.
Mel B is British.
Oh, but she's fabulous.
Let me see.
But there's
Heidi Klum is whatever she
they're
is.
They're glamorous. They're celebrities.
I know, and Simon's British. But
right.
There's no Howard was the only American on.
So the twist is America's Got Talent, or do they? Because the foreigners are going to judge us.
Do we have the talent? I don't know. We'll see.
I've never known
of it. As of the show that I saw all over the weekend, I'd say not so much.
Well, it's just starting
it's
out,
just
right?
It's just beginning.
Okay.
Yeah, but it did horrible in the ratings. The Bachelorette is doing okay, and that's just insanity.
Why? It's really that bad. Was it your mother calls it the whore show?
The whore show. Well, because it's one woman kissing 26 men or having sex with 26 men.
At the
men.
Same time? I need to tune in.
Yes, you should.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not going to plug it, but I know our producer, Karen, she can tell me all the dirt. Is your toy not playing?
It's playing. I can play you the radio DJ who stole the show on the last one. When was the first one on? Was it on Monday? Monday. Okay. So you've got to impress her.
So I look over and Wells is struggling.
Radio DJ Wells.
This guy is not cut out for chopping wood wearing 80 pounds a gear.
We might need to look at him. He's very pale and he's kind of falling off. Let's have a medic take a look at him.
Wells is struggling right now.
Take everything off. Let's get all the gear off.
I'm worried about him. He's looking a little lightheaded. I'm going to sit with him.
Cool down with that water.
Just relax.
This is all just a ploy to have you talk to me.
It's working.
Is it working?
It is. You're doing great.
We all felt bad for him until he started having a little more one-on-one time with JoJo.
I think Wells is trying to get some CPR.
Yeah. JoJo.
This is the most time I've spent with you. Granted, I'm about to faint.
Don't faint.
But actually, every time I talk to you, I feel that way, so.
Aw, don't faint.
Oddly enough, like me almost dying got me some extra time with her. It made it all worthwhile. I feel pretty good for as embarrassing as that was.
Only one thing to do, buddy. You want to take it home base, you got to die.
It's a horror show.
Actually, I figured out what America's Talent is. Reality TV.
Yeah, it is.
So suck it up, cupcake!
It fell right out of, 10th place. It was 11th last week. Dancing with the Stars. But that was the finale, wasn't it? Yeah, that was far and away number one. The playoffs, game six, it was number two. The Voice was number three. Dancing with the Stars, number four. The Voice, playoffs, The Voice, Big Bang Theory. Oh, Big Bang Theory going out of business? No! No!
Say not so!
No!
Say not so.
No!
I like that show.
No! Is the Big Bang Theory coming back for a 10th season this fall? There's a chance it could be the last one. Raj on the show recently said, quote, look, next season as it stands on our contract could be the last season of Big Bang Theory. I know people are going to want to know what happens after season 10. I don't know what's going to happen. Nothing has been decided for sure. It probably just depends on how the negotiations go with the cast. Oh, who did this? Was this Seinfeld? Who said they were going to quit? Was it all the Cheers people?
Yeah, no, it was all the Friends.
Friends.
They banded together and they got money.
They got the residuals and the massive increase in pay.
Yeah.
Well, sure, that's what's going to happen. How can you not have Big Bang Theory on CBS?
They got to cash it in now. I mean, they may have one more season in them. After that, they've got to graduate sometime. But I do love the show.
I know, but you want to get in on one more contract.
Well, everybody does, and they should.
Yeah. Yes, I would think so. So now looks like the scuttlebutt is Us Magazine says that the producers with Live with Kelly are kicking around the idea of matching Kelly Ripa up with a female co-host. They're considering Wanda Sykes and Sherry Shepherd. Now, I'm going to just throw part of this to the side today. I heard Sherry Shepherd is not happening, so I don't know if Wanda Sykes is. I would like Wanda.
I love Wanda Sykes. I wonder how they'd work off each other. I just sense that another female anchoring that with, or anchoring, whatever you call it, chatting.
Co-hosting.
With Kelly Ripa, I think it'd be a catfight.
I don't know. I could see.
Not everybody can pull off the Hoda and whatchamacallit.
Kathy Lee.
Well, thing.
They're drunk.
Know? Yeah, that's true. And so am I. That's the only way I can watch it.
Right. They have fun together. So
it's
you got to.
It's Chablis o'clock.
It's always wine o'clock with those two. All right. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more of the late night Late Show wrap up. And we've got a lot to get to here, peeps. Oh, we need to talk about tipping bartenders for a second. And more of the Late Night Late Show wrap-up on KGO 810 with a look at traffic. Here is Lee Graham.
The Drex Radio Show, weeknights 7 to 10 on KGO 810.
Bam, Dub Nation! Bam! Here we go on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810. Here's a message to the Cleveland Cavaliers.
So suck it up, cupcake!
We kicked your ass, and they kicked your ass bad.
So suck it up, cupcake!
Golden State Warriors 104, Cavs 89. LeBron James.
So suck it up, cupcake!
I couldn't tell you the score until it was over. Okay. Now, let me tell you something really annoying. And I had to wait till this point in the show at this juncture to discuss this with you. It's a basic Drex rule. Thou shalt not talk about the Golden State Warriors unless they're playing on this radio station or until the game is over. Just the way it works. All right. I don't want to distract you from the entertainment I'm bringing you. You're welcome. All right, so ESPN is responsible for this list, and I think we should be mad at them. And I don't want to hear any of this.
So suck it up, cupcake!
No, I'm not going to buy that. The 100 most famous athletes in the world. Number 10, Rafael Nadal. Nadal, tennis. Number 9, James Rodriguez, soccer. Number 8, Virat Kohli, cricket. Number 7, Tiger Woods, golf. Number six, we know this man well. I think we can all say we have respect for this man. Kevin Durant, basketball. Yes?
Yes.
That's right. Oklahoma City Thunder. They did a great job now that we beat them. we can say that. Number five, Roger Federer, tennis. Neymar, soccer. Lionel Messi, soccer, number three. Number two, LeBron James.
So suck it up, cupcake!
That sucks. Number two, number one, Cristiano Ronaldo, the soccer player. Cristiano Ronaldo, of course he is. I mean, he's universal. Ronaldo is just is. LeBron James, number two, where's Steph Curry?
I know.
He's 25.
Now for his hottest athletes, he'd be a top 10.
Yeah, sure. I think so, too.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Really, do we agree with this list? Look, there's no doubt about it. LeBron James is a legend. But at number two, and by the way, Shaq, you should be very annoyed that you're not on this list. I know. I see you on television as the Lyft driver. Oh, did you see that?
Is he got a new
Oh, he's ad? In the Bay. Yeah. I love Shaq. You know, Shaq's like the nicest guy. Do you watch Tanked, the aquarium show?
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, I wanted to.
Tanked. Yeah. So it's a lot of fun.
They do those custom aquariums.
Acrylic,
like,
yes. Yeah. So Shaq has these, he's really into these home aquariums.
Okay.
And he has these people come and build these massive aquariums in his house, which is just incredible to see his house and you're hanging out with Shaq. Who doesn't want to do that? So anyway, Chenille, I think he's in the city. I think he went undercover here as a Lyft driver. Somehow there are actually people who do not know who Shaq is. He disguised himself as a French guy, an undercover cop, and a Jamaican. Let's take a listen.
My name is Pierre.
Hey, Pierre. Tu parles français?
Speaking no French. How are you?
Good. I'm Heather.
My name is Goose. My real job is I'm a cop. I'm off duty right now, but I still keep an eye out for stuff. Look at this. Illegal U-turn in the middle of the street. Lucky I ain't got my badge, lady.
I don't know a thing about basketball.
You know about free throws? Spread your fingers out.
I have to admit, I would be stumped. I wouldn't. I could totally dupe me.
And then he takes the disguise off.
I look familiar to you.
Oh, my gosh.
You ever seen my face?
Oh, my God. Oh my God.
It's me.
I didn't know it was you at all.
My favorite Laker player is Kofi.
You can't get off the court.
I'm about to brag to everybody today. Watch.
That's what I was thinking about Shaq. How the hell does he get in, or think about this, how the hell does Shaq get out of a Prius?
Right. or How's a Fiat Mini or, you know.
Right. No, they're all Priuses. Oh, okay. I mean, come on.
You know, I think you talk about putting him in a disguise. I can see a couple of those in my mind, but it would be blown. The moment he, like, stands up, I'd be like, oh, Shaq.
Yeah.
Shaq attack.
Well, he's enormous.
Yeah.
He would take up the entire front seat of the Prius. I don't know. I'm just, like, amazed by that. I'm amazed by a lot of things. I'm amazed that Carrot Top, believe it or not, guess how much money Carrot Top is worth? I'm going off.
Obscene.
Obscene amounts of money.
But you're looking for the piece of paper with
the
number?
Piece of paper. I know. He's richer than you. He's a lot richer than you think. And he talks about that.
I've always been picked on my whole comedy career. Like, it was always just, it was always the punchline. I was always the punchline. And then someone said one time, well, you've done it like 32 years. So there comes a point where I guess you get to be a little bit more legitimate because of the time. You know, they kind of say, okay, we'll let him into the clubhouse because he's been here 30 years kind of thing. You know, it's about time we let him in. So I feel like I've kind of earned my stripes over the years of continuing to do what I do no matter what people say.
That's right. So you might not have any respect for Carrot Top, but he doesn't need it because he's a lot richer and more successful than you may ever think. He's been headlining an act at the Luxor Hotel in Las Vegas for over a decade, and he's still selling out five or six shows a week. So you do that math. Okay, so he's worth an estimated $75 million. To put that in perspective, he has made more money than Chris Rock at $70 million, Tina Fey at $65 million, Jerry Lewis at $50 million, Billy Crystal, Kevin Hart, and Stephen Colbert, who have all made around $45
million. That is so stupid.
Yes. Carrot Top.
It is stupid, 70, wonderful, but it is so stupid. It's disturbing.
$75 million.
Suck it up, cupcake.
Daniel.
Sucks to be a Cavalier tonight.
Back at it again with the white
man. We'll be right back at it again. Yes, LeBron, you're number two. As the most famous athlete in America. But you couldn't beat us tonight, could you?
So suck it up, cupcake!
More of the Drex Radio Show on the way on KGO 810.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.